We're going to get started in just a minute, but before we do, I want to talk to you about Anchor by Spotify. It is the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. This is what I use for my podcast, and it is fantastic. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to the March or Die Show. So glad that you would join me today. And today I'm going to discuss something that I hope will give you hope. Hope is something we all need. And really that word hope, if we look at it from a biblical sense from the Bible, it means confidence. When we encounter so many of the difficulties that we do in life, what we need in the middle of the fight, in the middle of the battle, is confidence. Confidence that if we do what we're supposed to do, the outcome will be exactly what it's supposed to be. We need confidence because we know that in the battles of life, the enemy will do what the enemy does. The enemy will try to defeat us. We need to move forward one step after another. We need to march when it would be easier to die, as we say all of the time. But in that, we need confidence. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. Before we jump into that specifically, though, again, I want to thank you for watching or listening. If you're listening to the podcast, thanks for doing that. Make sure you subscribe to whatever service it is that you're using to get those podcasts delivered to you. Take some time, if you would, later on to go over to YouTube. You can find my channel using my name, Jeremy Stalnecker, and you can find the channel there, other video, other content, and I would love to share that with you. For those of you that are watching on YouTube, thank you for doing it. If you have not yet subscribed, please do. If you have subscribed but have not hit the notification bell, do that. Share this content out with people that you might know, and that would be awesome. Again, I do this for one purpose, to help you. And if it's not helping you, then helping those that you know. These are thoughts that I have. These are discussions that I have through the work that I do with so many folks. And I just want to share this with you and hopefully help you with this. So the question is this: how do we find confidence in the middle of the fight? I remember being in Iraq in 2003. I've talked about this a lot. But I remember being there and so many of the emotions, so many of the feelings, and those moments of even fear in the process of everything that was unfolding. When we went into the country, there was no one else there other than those that we were fighting against. So we were kind of the forward edge of battle all the time. We didn't have a base to speak of. I say us. There were thousands of military personnel there. But we were pushing forward. We were pushing up toward Baghdad. Eventually, we'd get there, and we had to fight various pockets of the enemy along the way. There were a lot of emotions that went along with that. But I'll tell you this. I never lacked the confidence. I'm saying this honestly. I never lacked the confidence that we were going to do what we had been sent there to do, that we would accomplish exactly what we had gone there to accomplish. I never lacked the confidence. When the enemy was there, when things went sideways, I've so often told the story of being on top of a bridge. I've shared the story of being in Baghdad and just the overwhelming situation that both of those were. In the middle of those, there were a lot of unanswered questions, but I never doubted that we would come out on the other side victorious. And there's a reason for that. Not only was I there, but our unit was there. That is, the company that I was a part of, the battalion, which is larger, was there. The regiment, even larger than that, was there. The division was there, about 30,000 Marines, and then all the support. We had artillery support. We had air support. We had as much support as you can possibly imagine, because we, as Americans, have the opportunity, the ability to project power anywhere in the world. And that's exactly what we did in Iraq. I never lacked confidence in the battle that we would ultimately be victorious. Why? Because there were resources outside of myself that I could count on. Now, that didn't mean there weren't moments where I was afraid, because I was personally afraid. There was loss that happened. There was hurt. There was pain. There were things that went into those battles and those situations that were very, very difficult to deal with. But when it just comes to winning or losing, when we're talking about the ability to move forward and overcome the enemy in front of us, and that's what we're talking about right now, in those moments, I was never afraid that that was not going to happen. Here's a very simple thought for you. If you find yourself in those battles of life, the traumas, the difficulties, the situations that can be so overwhelming, as I've talked about before, you feel like the indirect fire from the enemy is coming down around your position. Maybe they've got machine guns swinging your direction. When that's happening in your life, and it happens relationally, it happens financially, it happens spiritually, it happens in so many ways. When that happens, if you are a believer, a Christian, one who puts their confidence in God, then you can have the confidence that God is bigger than your situation. He's outside of your circumstance, and he has everything that is needed to give you the victory that he's already promised. This brings tremendous comfort to me. This doesn't mean the battle will always unfold the way that I think it should unfold. It doesn't mean that there will not be loss or hurt, that there won't be discouragement, that there won't be confusion, that there won't be things that I fail to understand. But it does mean that God, who has a plan for my life, is going to get me to the place he wants me to be. If only I will keep fighting. If only I will put one foot in front of the other until he gets me to that place. You see, the reality is this. Life is a journey. But for the believer, for the one who puts their confidence and their hope in God, it's a faith-filled journey. It's the journey of faith that so often we talk about. What does that mean? It means I don't understand everything. I can't figure it all out all of the time. But my confidence is in God, who's bigger. And a God who's promised to not only take care of me, but to meet my needs, to supply for me, to give me the direction that I need when I need it most, and to get me to the destination that he's already determined in my life. My job in all of this is to just keep going, to keep fighting, to keep finding a way to put one foot in front of the other. And I can do all of that, not with hopelessness or despair. I can do all of that with confidence in God. I've talked about this even this week in other places, but Hebrews chapter 12 tells us to follow or look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Those verses in the first couple of verses of chapter 12 of Hebrews talk about what he did, how he endured. And it tells us to look to him, look to his example, follow him, lest we be wearied and faint in our minds, the Bible says. What a great phrase. There is victory. It's a victory that's already been won, that's already been prepared, that we're headed toward, if only we'll trust God. Shorter today, I know. But maybe you're in a place where you just don't know if you can go on. You don't know if you can continue. You can't see the end from where you are right now. You wonder if it's worth it, if it's worthwhile. Have confidence. Not in yourself or your circumstance, but in the fact, just as we did in Iraq, that there was so many assets available to us outside of our current situation, that God, who is outside of your current situation, your circumstance, is bigger and will carry you forward. Here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to focus on. Understand that it may be easier to just stay where you are and die, as we've talked about before. That means just giving up, calling it quits. I'm not going to do this anymore. That may be easier. But the thing that will bring victory is marching to that next point on the road. Will you march or will you die? I'm here to tell you today, you can march with confidence confidence in God on this journey of faith, that He'll get you exactly where He wants you to be.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then He grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.